Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Facebook under fire for massive outage and policies.
No meaningful reforms. They've done no disclosure. They made no commitment.
Nature endangered in West Coast oil slick.
We're moving very closely to a source and a cause.
School lunch programs running out of food.
There are cracks at all points in that supply chain.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. Yesterday, a massive outage. Today, accusations against Facebook on Capitol Hill. First to the problem that left social media users and even Facebook employees with blank screens for 6 hours. Correspondent Vladimir Dutier.
The massive global outage started after Facebook said that what it called configuration changes on its routers were the root of the issue, disrupting network traffic and bringing services to a halt. Not only affecting users, but also many of Facebook's internal systems, meaning its own employees were unable to access the company's internal messaging system or even gain access to offices as their work badges stopped working. The outage even locked out engineers working to fix the problem remotely.
That's incredibly disruptive.
Chris Krebs is a former director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency.
It's kind of like in the old days when you've got someone sitting at an operator board plugging in to make calls connect. And effectively, the operator lost all understanding of where on the board they were supposed to plug in.
A former Facebook employee turned whistleblower is ready to testify before lawmakers in Washington. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve is on Capitol Hill.
Ahead of her testimony this morning, former Facebook employee Frances Haugen and her legal team filed at least 8 complaints with the Securities and Exchange Commission, obtained by CBS News from a congressional source.
There were conflicts of interest between what was good for the public and what was good for Facebook. And Facebook over and over again chose to optimize for its own interests, like making more money.
Senator Richard Blumenthal will chair the hearing. He expects bipartisan outrage over reports Facebook hid the potential risks of suicide and negative body image its Instagram platform may pose to children and teens.
What we're seeing is big tech's big tobacco moment.
President Biden is slamming Republicans for refusing to act on Democrats' calls to raise the debt ceiling or suffer the consequences of running out of money. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe is at the White House.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says action is needed this week, and he's scheduled another up or down vote on increasing the debt limit for tomorrow. We'll see, however, if Republicans use those procedural tactics they've been known to use to try blocking it. Failure to raise the debt limit means the U.S. can't borrow any more money to pay bills. That could mean the nation's credit ratings downgraded, stock markets could sink, interest rates might spike, and Social Security and pension payments wouldn't go out. The president's also focused on another urgent priority, passage of his Build Back Better agenda. When he spoke with House Democratic progressives last night, CBS News has learned he talked to them about bringing the price of that agenda from about $3.5 trillion down to $2 trillion, believing that now is the sweet spot where Democrats can get it passed.
Oil industry officials in California say they hope to confirm a cause today in the massive oil spill endangering wildlife and beaches in Southern California. An estimated 144,000 gallons have leaked into the ocean. CBS's Lilia Luciano is in Huntington Beach.
Crews on and offshore continue working along Huntington Beach, cleaning up one of the largest oil spills the area has ever seen. The CEO of Amplify Energy, which operates the pipeline, said there's a possibility a ship's anchor may have ruptured the line.
We have examined more than 8,000 feet of pipe, and we have isolated one specific area of significant interest.
Residents are now questioning whether Amplify Energy and state agencies acted quickly enough. Locals reported noticing an oil sheen and a heavy petroleum smell Friday night. Still, the company's CEO maintains that crews didn't discover a problem until a line inspection the next day.
Saturday morning, when we found the sheen, that's when we kicked in the incident command, like I said. So we were not aware of anything Friday night.
The Biden administration has revoked a Trump-era ban meant to discourage women from seeking abortions. It's reinstated the Title X program, restoring federal funding to clinics that provide abortion referrals. Three scientists who've studied Earth's climate have won this year's Nobel Prize for Physics. The trio from Japan, Germany, and Italy are credited with reliably predicting global warming. Supply chain problems and labor shortages are leaving school lunch programs without enough food to serve. A district employee in Alabama is taking matters into her own hands.
We are looking for beef tips.
At Sam's Club, Casey Davis had another daunting last-minute grocery list.
And then one more.
She needed 180 pounds of beef tips. The next day's school lunch.
It's not a solution to the problem.
Davis directs nutrition for schools in Elmore County, Alabama, feeding about 8,000 kids.
It appears that there are cracks at all points in that supply chain.
You make it up as you go.
Oh, no doubt.
In one survey, 97% of school nutrition programs worry about continued supply chain issues. Mark Strassman, CBS News, Wetumpka, Alabama.
You may have to settle for reruns of some of your favorite TV shows. Behind-the-scenes union members, including camera operators, set builders, and makeup artists, have voted to strike against companies like Disney and Netflix. They're demanding higher pay and larger contributions to health and pension plans. Blast off in Russia this morning for an actor and a movie director. They're on their way to the International Space Station to make the world's first film in orbit. It's about a surgeon who tries to save a crew member with a heart condition. We have a winner in California. There was a single winning ticket in last night's $699 million Powerball drawing. It was sold at an Albertsons in Morro Bay. It's the fifth largest pot in Powerball history. The winner hasn't come forward yet. The voice of The Late Show with David Letterman has been silenced.
The man with the red hair and the golden throat, Alan Coulter!
His family says Coulter has died at a hospital in Connecticut at the age of 78. He was a butt of Dave jokes and starred in skits as Big Red and TV's Uncle Jerry. He even paid tribute to us here at CBS News Radio.
Time of the roundup. 2 past the hour.
Real time on the roundup, 8 past the hour. A first at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
For the first time in the tomb's nearly 100-year history, there was an all-women guard change. Leaders from the 3rd U.S. Infantry Regiment say the changing of the guard happened under the direction of Sergeant First Class Chelsea Porterfield, who's also the first woman to lead the tomb guards as a sergeant of the guard. She completed her final walk last week. The tomb at Arlington National Cemetery has been guarded continuously for the past 84 years, with the changing of the guard happening every hour or half hour, depending on the time of year. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
History made at Talladega. Party in the pit box after Bubba Wallace became the second black driver ever to win a NASCAR Cup race. He tells NBC,
never think about those things, and it obviously brings a lot of emotion, a lot of joy to my family, fans, friends. It's pretty damn cool.
And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, October 5th. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.